USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Powerful storms and life-threatening flash floods are endangering people along the Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service has put out a hazardous weather outlook for parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas all week. The Weather Service also issuing a flash flood emergency in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where some reported up to a foot of rain Monday. Houses and streets are flooded and cars are stranded as rainfall totals are expected to reach the threshold for a 100-year event. After getting a tour of a Ford electric vehicle facility in Dearborn, Michigan, President Biden is pushing his new infrastructure plan.
Our infrastructure is ranked like 38 in the world. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. We're going to put Americans to work modernizing our roads, our highways, our ports, our airports, rails, and transit systems.
USA Radio News.
This story is sponsored by IBM. IBM and EY have expanded their partnership by announcing a Center of Excellence, a centralized virtual hub that brings together EY financial services expertise with IBM's technology capabilities to offer open hybrid cloud solutions. This will help financial institutions drive digital transformation and accelerate cloud adoption. Howard Beauville, Senior Vice President of IBM Hybrid Cloud.
Industry-specific cloud offerings are essential to increasing cloud adoption in highly regulated industries such as financial services. With IBM Cloud for Financial Services, we are providing a platform designed with built-in security and compliance features. Think of it as compliance as code, and are accelerating innovation by partnering with leaders like EY. As part of the Center of Excellence, we're helping financial institutions modernize their systems by integrating EY's industry and regulatory experience with IBM's open hybrid cloud and cognitive technologies to ultimately fuel customer digital transformation.
Visit IBM.com/cloud.